We have a very distinguished guest. We have State Senator Ralph Hudgens. He is a small businessman, a successful small businessman, served in the Georgia House from 1996 to 2002. He was elected to the Georgia State Senate in 2002, where he continues to serve now, and he is currently candidate for Georgia Insurance Commissioner. Senator Hudgens, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Ty. It's my privilege to be with you.
I appreciate it for sure. Tell me, if you would, briefly, what are the responsibilities of the Georgia State Insurance Commissioner?
Ty, it's a tremendous amount of responsibility. Not only is he in charge of regulating all the insurance companies, all the insurance agents, he's also the Industrial Loan Commissioner for the state of Georgia. Those are your small loan companies, your Money Trees and First Franklin Financial and World Finance and these companies. He's also the chief fire official in the state of Georgia. The state fire marshal's office is under his purview. He's in charge of mobile home manufacturing safety to make sure they comply with federal safety standards. He's in charge of safety at all the racetracks, all the way from the NASCAR track all the way down to your local drag strip and quarter-mile dirt track.
Wow.
Plus, he's the Comptroller General for the state of Georgia. So it's a large, comprehensive office. It's not just insurance.
That's interesting. You say I actually drive race cars from time to time out at Road Atlanta, so I appreciate you you keeping that safe when you're the commissioner. Let me ask you this. Tell me a little bit about yourself before you got into politics while you were in the private sector and your businesses and so forth.
Well, I worked 18. Well, let me back up, and this is not real popular in Athens, Georgia, where the part of state I represent in the state senate. But I'm actually a graduate from the University of Florida with a degree in agriculture.
He's a Gator.
Hey, and I had an opponent one time that talked about me, and they ended up saying the worst thing about him is he's a Florida Gator. I've got a degree in citrus management. My family was in the citrus business, and so I came to Georgia and went to high school at Georgia Military for the 10th, 11th, 12th grade. Then I went back to the University of Florida, got a degree in citrus management, because I was going home to manage the family citrus business, but the only problem is a freeze came through my junior year and killed all the orange groves, so I had nothing to go home to. So I ended up going to work for Shell Chemical Company in their Ag Chem division, worked for them for 18 years. During the latter part of that, I started a propane gas business down in southwest Georgia. Shell decided they were going to sell our division to DuPont, and DuPont wanted me to move to Iowa, and I said, no, thank you, I'm going to stay here. So I bought my partners out of the propane gas business. And, you know, Ty, that's when I decided to get involved in politics. As I was trying to run this business and make it successful, I was realizing that I was fighting the government. They weren't helping me. I was successful in spite of the government, not with the help of the government. And so I said, we need more people that understand business involved in the political arena. So that was my motivation to get involved in politics.
Yeah, I wanted to point that out for our listeners. I'm glad you told us that, because I wanted to point that out to our listeners. I think it is so, so important that folks are successful in the private sector before they enter politics, so they know what it's like to be on the other side. Career politicians, as I'm sure you'll agree, in Washington, just don't seem to get it. And we're talking.
That's the truth.
No doubt. We're talking today to State Senator Ralph Hudgens. He is a candidate for Georgia Insurance Commissioner. And you may or may not know this, but I own a wealth management firm, and a large part of what we do is guaranteed insurance contracts, specifically index annuities. We do a lot of those, and the question I get all the time, and I get this more than you might even think, from clients, from listeners, how does the Georgia Guarantee Fund affect guaranteed insurance contracts, or how does it guarantee Georgia guaranteed or contracts and index annuities?
Now, my information is if they are a licensed product that's being sold in the state of Georgia and the company is registered here in Georgia, that the guarantee fund will, if that company goes insolvent, the guarantee fund is going to step up and take over the payout of those annuities. Now, I may be wrong. I've never been asked that question before, but I'll be delighted to check it out and get back with you and let you know. I know it can't do it on the air, but
You know,
that's my impression.
You know what? After you win this election, because it certainly, Steve, if I'm right, the polls have Senator Hudgens way ahead. Isn't that right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're right.
So when you're doing your victory lap, I'd love to have you back on and talk more about it. But as I read the law, that's exactly how it reads. It reads to me. And given that you're going to be the insurance commissioner, the way the polls look, and how important do you think it is that folks have at least a portion of their money protected against losses in guaranteed insurance contracts?
Oh, I think it is ultimate importance. I think that the responsibility of the Department of Insurance is to make sure that company that is operating here in Georgia is solvent. You know, the prime responsibility, in my view, is to protect the consumers. The responsibility of the department is to protect the consumers, not only from insurance companies, but from fire safety, from the industrial loans, every other. It's totally about consumer protection, and I take that challenge very, very seriously.
Outstanding. Let me move on to another part of your platform, because as I read it, one of it calls for an affordable health insurance for Georgia families. Does Obamacare effectively stop that from happening, or is it just a big hindrance?
I think it's a hindrance. I spent all morning down at the Capitol. I just left there a few minutes ago in a briefing session from the governor's office on exchanges. Georgia has to make a decision whether or not they're going to provide an exchange, which is basically a marketing place for people to go buy health insurance. Whether Georgia's going to provide an exchange, or whether we're going to let the federal government provide it for Georgia, and we are in the process of making that decision now. We had a meeting. We took expert testimony from the lady that helped Governor Romney do the Massachusetts exchange, and then she moved on to Utah and helped them. They have two different exchanges, and if you ask me, I like the Utah exchange better because it depends more on the free market rather than a government provision.
I got it.
Let me tell you what I have done, and we tried to get a constitutional amendment to protect the Georgia citizens from Obamacare. Of course, the Democrats voted against it, and you need 2/3 majority in the House and the Senate to be able to pass a constitutional amendment. So the next thing we could do is pass a law. And Senate Bill 411, which was a bill that I sponsored called the Healthy Georgians Act, it says in part that no law, rule, or regulation can force any Georgia citizen to purchase health insurance against their will. And then it goes on and says that no business or individual can be fined for not participating in a health insurance plan. And the governor signed that into law on June the 2nd of this year. So we have that protection.
Wow.
In the state of Georgia.
Senator, that's a big deal. And you know, and I'm glad you pointed that out. I didn't know that. I knew that we were taking action in the belief that it wasn't constitutional to force folks to buy health insurance, but I am glad you pointed that out. If someone wanted to donate, and today we're talking to Senator Ralph Hudgens, he is candidate for Georgia Insurance Commissioner. If someone wanted to donate to your campaign or read your platform, how would they do that?
They can go on my website, which is just simply Ralph Hudgens, and that's RALPHHUDGENS.com, and you can donate online with a credit card. It's got an address. If you feel more comfortable sending a check, you can read my platform. There's a way to contact me, and those contacts come to me, and I respond to them. I answer them. One of the things that I've always done in the 14 years that I've been in the General Assembly is be very available to the public, and I try to answer every inquiry that I get.
We have about 20 seconds left. I just want to encourage everybody to go to ralphhudgens.com. Was that right?
That's it.
Ralphhudgens.com. Sir, thank you so much for being with us, and I look forward to having you back on the show when you're doing your victory lap after your victory.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. We'll see you after the break. Take care.